I want to give you a chance to meet Mike Mills. You're running for school board in Marion County, school board district number 4. Yes, now, I guess, first of all, why? Why do you want to run?
Well, I love education. So I was born and raised in Ocala. I left for some years. I was in the Navy. I served as a nuke machinist mate. And when I graduated, I felt like I had a lot of opportunities, right? Now, today, I'm a father. I've got 2 kids in the public school system, and I'm a concerned father that wants to make sure that not only my kids, but all of the kids in our system have the same opportunities and more.
Yeah, you continued your education. You got an MBA. You started your own business. And I love you term that concerned father, because really that's how a lot of people get involved. They care about their kids' education. It's critically important, as you know. Marion County, like every other place, has had its challenges. You know, give me an idea what you think, Mike, your mission is moving forward should you get elected to the school board of Marion County.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. We go back to what's most foundational. We need to support our teachers. We have great teachers in Marion County, and they often do not get the respect or credit they deserve, but they are accomplishing some really great things. So we got to do a much better job of supporting them. In addition to that, equipping our students. Something we were just talking about a few minutes ago, AI. You know, AI is a great resource, but it's important we equip our students to make sure they continue to learn how to learn, right? Because at some point, you know, something like AI could disrupt that. The whole stream.
Why think it out when you can get AI to work it out for you in milliseconds? Yeah, that is going to be, I think, a huge challenge moving forward. Already, I saw recently where a professor busted his students using AI for a term paper that they weren't supposed to use, and he busted them on it, and he specifically said, don't use it, and they used it, and they got caught. It is hard not to look for an advantage and an edge. So you say, hey, AI has got the answers for me. You know, why do I have to dig through all of this on my own?
That's absolutely right. And I see it also. So I'm a professor at the College of Central Florida in the business school, and we see it on papers all the time. But we talk through it, and, you know, I encourage every student to use the resources we have at hand, but don't miss the point of the paper.
All right. So, you know, looking ahead, well, I guess you have to look behind and ahead because you have to know where you're at based on what you've accomplished or they have accomplished previously, you know, in the school board and all of that. Are you concerned about the curriculum? And in many other areas, I know in Alachua County, when COVID hit, parents started to look at the curriculum and they were flabbergasted by some of the content that didn't seem to be what we would consider, you know, the 3 R's. You know, they got more into the social thing, the gender thing and all that. Are you concerned about that, or is that something that Marion County has already dealt with?
So Marion County is in a really good spot in that regard. Having said that, it's important to always be in the assessment and auditing, you know, always making sure that we're doing the right thing, right? I think some of the most important factors along the same lines are making sure that our kids get to school. Absenteeism is something that we've struggled with. A lot of counties struggle with it, but our demographic, it's a little more challenging.
So, I thought it was shocking. You know, I had Dr. Sarah James in. She's running for a different position in the school board, and she's the incumbent. But she did talk about an absentee rate of somewhere in the neighborhood of 30%.
30%, yes.
That's outrageous.
Isn't it? Can you imagine? I don't know. When I was in school, I bet I still have the certificates, in fact, that I had perfect attendance. Mama made sure I made it to school. Made sure.
I got it 1 year, and my mom was so proud. I think it was like second grade, but I think she bragged on that till I was about 14. Yes, perfect attendance. That's just what you did.
Right.
And
how do you teach them otherwise? If they're not in the seat, no matter how good the teacher is, if the student's not in the seat.
And how do you bust that down? I mean, look, they're only teachers. They're not. They can't go to everybody's house and shake the parents. I mean, it just doesn't work that right. way, although they're put in those roles a lot of times, maybe more often than they should be. But from the school board position, how can you really attack this absenteeism effectively? That's a challenge.
It is, yeah. I think there are a couple things. One, we find ways to hold people accountable to make sure that the kids are getting the education they deserve. And then we can also equip the community with more resources. There's this program that I'm the past president of the Education Foundation, and there's this program called New Worlds Reading Initiative. Great program.
What's it called again?
New Worlds Reading Initiative.
New Worlds Reading Initiative.
Yes, it's a great program. So students who are reading below level K through 5, this program will, they host activities and essentially seminars to teach the household, right? In addition to that, they'll provide 63 books over the course of a school year to the family to really grow their home library. And there's huge benefit. And just reading books are really important, but the visibility of books within the house, it drives kids to want to read.
It just drives me crazy because I'm like, doesn't every single adult agree that reading is critical skill? Mm-hmm. You know, we can argue all day long about, you know, how algebra may be applied later on life and other things. But I mean, the reading is the key that opens all of the doors. How did we even get behind this grade level stuff? How, where did that begin? And what parents aren't getting the message of starting to read to their kids, learning the alphabet, and then, you know, and sticking with it?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine having, so my mom, I'll go back to my history, right? Being from Marion County, we were in poverty. That's just how we grew up. Mama made us feel like we had the whole world, right? But what she did is she was involved in our curriculum. Despite dad not making a good deal of money, mom stayed home anyways because she wanted to be involved in our academics, wanted to be involved in our athletics. And it's across the board, studies show that when a child or a student has an involved parent, they excel in every category.
Yeah, and again, I mean, is there a stick and a carrot approach that you can do? I think the punishing side of it, isn't that effective because there is some cultural divide, mindset divide, not placing importance on education, and that's a tough one to overcome. Maybe a carrot approach, somehow the child can benefit. Maybe it has nothing to do with education. Maybe you got a lack of a better term, I don't know, pay them in some way, maybe not in actual cash, but in some way, some sort of incentive to keep them in there. And you hate to have to do that, but I mean, really, we can change their life fundamentally if we can get them to sit in there and at least read it near grade level, right?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you the last 30, 60 seconds, whatever you need. But the question is, why should people in Marion County vote for Mike Mills to be on the school board?
I appreciate that. So I am a product of our Marion County public school system. My kids are enrolled in our school system. I'm a professor and an employer where I'm actively engaged with the results of our school system. I've got a very unique and I think valuable perspective on what we've done in the past, what we're doing today, and what the results look like, right? I think we need to support every student's pathway to success. And that means trades, that means college, that means going straight into the workforce. We've got programs now where kids, over 40 programs where kids can leave high school with certifications in industry, go straight into the workforce, making a great deal of money, livable wages. So support our teachers and equip our students, and I think everything else kind of falls in place.
Well, and any other information they can get from your website, which is?
It's MikeMillsMarionSchools.com.
MikeMillsMarionSchools.com for more information. We appreciate your time here on the Bob Rose Show, and we wish you much success in the future, and no matter what happens, we want the students in Marion County to do well. Yes. My Social Security check is counting on it.
That's right. Thank
that's,
you so much.
That's how you look at it when you start getting some gray hairs, Mike, which you don't seem to have to worry about yet.
They're coming.
Yeah. Well, you got two kids and your own business, so yes, they could be on their way. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.